Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Beipei Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is May 16, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Chime launches MyPay. Chime has announced the launch of MyPay, a low-cost offering that allows customers and members to access up to US$500 of their pay before payday. Eurosystem begins DLT trials for wholesale transactions. The Eurosystem has begun a series of trials to assess the application of distributed ledger technology, DLT, for settling wholesale transactions in central bank money. Commerce Bank implements FedNow with Temenos Hub. Temenos has announced that Commerce Bank, a US-based bank, has implemented the FedNow service using the Temenos Payments Hub, delivered as Temenos SaaS. M&T Bank partners with nCino. M&T Bank has expanded its partnership with nCino, with the adoption of a continuous credit monitoring solution powered by the rich data company Explainable AI platform. MasterCard partners with the Cooperative Bank of Oromia. MasterCard has announced its partnership with the Cooperative Bank of Oromia in order to launch optimized solutions and boost financial inclusion in Ethiopia. BNP Paribas partners with Billy. Financial services company BNP Paribas has entered a strategic pan-European collaboration with Billy, a B2B payments provider based in Germany. Booksy launches Tap to Pay on iPhone. Global booking platform for beauty services Booksy has enabled Tap to Pay on iPhone for its users, augmenting in-person transactions by turning smartphones into POS terminals. Emirates NBD joins forces with Pine Labs. MENA-based banking group Emirates NBD has entered a collaboration with Pine Labs to provide companies in the region with access to improved payment solutions. Klarna launches Pay-in-3 service in Slovakia. Sweden-based fintech Klarna has expanded in Slovakia with the Pay-in-3 service, which allows clients to split purchases into 3 separate payments. Pay Retailers launches in 4 new African countries. Payment processing solutions company Pay Retailers has expanded to Africa by launching into Rwanda, Tanzania, Uganda, and Zambia. BNPL fintech platform Aplazo raises US$70 million MLN. Mexico-based commerce and BNPL fintech platform Aplazo has secured US$70 million to further develop its product offering with AI to better understand customer behavior. Nets joins forces with Klarna. The Network for Electronic Transfers, Nets, group has entered a collaboration with Klarna to provide the latter's payment methods to its Nordic merchant customers. TCF 2024 Day 1. New CEO gives opening address. Jean-Pierre Brulard, CEO, Temenos, kicked off Day 1 of Temenos Community Forum, TCF, with an opening address after a handover from former CEO Andreas Andreades. Visa unveils suite of new products for the digital age. Visa has unveiled a suite of new digital-first products and services that it claims will revolutionize the card and address the future needs of businesses, merchants and consumers and the financial institutions that serve them. Atlantic Money arrives on the desktop. UK fintech Atlantic Money has launched a desktop version of its fixed-fee currency transfer app after hitting 400M+ in total volume since its July 2022 go-live. Standard Chartered brings blockchain to payments with Partior. Standard Chartered is the first Euro settlement bank to go live on Partior, the global unified ledger market infrastructure, integrating blockchain innovation directly into the bank's payment systems. Bark expands service offering with TerraPay. During the Days of Seamless 2024 exhibition in Dubai, the fintech application Bark and TerraPay, a global money movement company, signed a strategic partnership. MasterCard collaborates with embedded finance platform ABHI in the UAE. MasterCard has collaborated with ABHI, an embedded finance platform backed by Hub71, to strengthen financial payments landscape across the UAE. Banks in Kazakhstan roll out CBDC card services. In just 6 months after Kazakhstan launched the digital tenge, its central bank digital currency, over 10 innovative CBDC card services have become available to the country's population of 20 million. Cube acquires global regulatory intelligence businesses from Thomson Reuters. London Reg Tech Cube is continuing its acquisition spree, buying Thomson Reuters regulatory intelligence and Odin products and businesses. Nasdaq boosts market surveillance with Gen AI. Exchange operator Nasdaq is integrating a Gen AI-powered feature into its market surveillance technology. Basel Committee publishes report on the digitalization of finance. The Basel Committee on Banking Supervision today published a report that considers the implications of the ongoing digitalization of finance on banks and supervision. IOFINIT launches digital asset custody services for institutional investors. IOFINIT, the pioneering tech company, is thrilled to announce the launch of IOVault, its groundbreaking digital asset self-custody solution for institutions. European fintechs expect to grow business in next year. Optimism is returning to Europe's fintech sector, suggests new research from MHP Group, which shows that more than three-quarters of firms expect their business to grow in the next 12 months. MasterCard and Standard Chartered pilot tokenized deposits. MasterCard has teamed up with Standard Chartered on a proof-of-concept pilot exploring tokenized deposits and tokenized carbon credits. Lendscape delivers live data to widen access to invoice finance. Lendscape, the market-leading provider of commercial finance technology, today announced the launch of Lendscape Connect, a revolutionary solution designed to widen access to invoice finance by removing the traditional barriers involved for lenders and their clients. BVNK integrates with PayPal USD. BVNK, the payments infrastructure provider, announced today that it has integrated the stablecoin PayPal USD, PYUSD. Model Office rolls out new Consumer Duty Board report. The requirement for advisor firms to deliver their first annual Consumer Duty Board report is shortly upon us. An award-winning AI reg tech platform Model Office has now launched a new Consumer Duty-focused board report that aggregates relevant regulatory data and its action tracker dashboards to provide actions, alters and sign-off templates for firms to evidence their validation processes meet all duty requirements on an annual basis. Asian fintech stocks grew by 1,200% since 2000, outperforming other regions. Based on fintech shares of the world, UNA Financial's analysts have calculated the UNA Financial Global Fintech Index. Since 2000, it has grown by 300%, while its APAC index has shown a 12-16% increase, outperforming other regions and global benchmarks. Bucks appoints Marcel Jongmans as chairman. Bucks Holding, the holding company behind the leading mobile investment platform Bucks, immediately appoints Marcel Jongmans as its new chairman. Climate fintech Echo closes $2.5 million funding round. London-based climate fintech, Echo, has successfully closed a $2.5 million funding round led by Fuel Ventures and supported by Sorvin Partners, Mishkan Dareya and existing investors. PVCom Bank goes live with Temenos application on AWS. Temenos, 6. Tem, today announced that Vietnam Public Commercial Joint Stock Bank, PVCom Bank, one of Vietnam's largest banks, has launched PV Connect with Temenos Digital on Amazon Web Services, AWS. CoverGenius closes $80 million in Series E funding. Today, leading insurtech for embedded protection, CoverGenius closes $80 million Series E funding round. Climate fintech Echo secures US$2.5 million in funding. UK-based climate fintech Echo has raised a US$2.5 million funding round led by Fuel Ventures to supercharge its ability to bring sustainability to financial services. CoverGenius closes US$80 million Series E funding round. InsurTech specializing in embedded protection CoverGenius has revealed the closure of its US$80 million Series E funding round. Backbase launches OCB Omni 4.0 in Vietnam. Netherlands-based Backbase, Vietnam-based OCB, and digital enabler Smart OSC have launched the OCB Omni 4.0 app to augment digital banking in Vietnam. Transnetwork acquires InSwitch. Transnetwork has announced the acquisition of InSwitch to drive optimized banking and cross-border digital payments in Latin America. DLocal expands partnership with Deel. Cross-border payment platform DLocal has announced the expansion of its partnership with Deel in a bid to provide their merged capabilities in an additional 12 countries. Paygoes launches new payment tool for businesses. Payment intelligence company Paygoes has announced the launch of Copilot, an AI-enabled payment tool that aims to support commerce businesses of all sizes. Aero partners with Edenred Payment Solutions. Business travel company Aero has partnered with Edenred Payment Solutions to streamline the process of paying suppliers and travel partners. Payments industry challenges UK's proposed scam reimbursement mandate. The payments industry has expressed concerns regarding the UK government's proposal to mandate reimbursement for scam victims. MasterCard and Salesforce integrate to streamline transaction disputes. As consumers seek easier and safer shopping experiences, MasterCard, NYSE, MA, and Salesforce, NYSE, CRM, today announced a new integration to enhance trust across the ecosystem, helping customers speed up the resolution of transaction disputes and reduce costs associated with resolving them. Foremost plots global expansion. The UK's largest risk and specialist analytics consultancy, Foremost, has revealed ambitious international expansion plans just 1 year on from a major investment from Phoenix Equity Partners. LendAPI joins the Naya One Tech Marketplace. LendAPI has joined the Naya One Tech Marketplace. Cash Valley Bank rebuilds tech stack with Finastra. Finastra today announced that Cash Valley Bank, a community bank with $2.9 billion in assets serving Utah and southern Idaho, has expanded its collaboration with the financial software provider, gaining increased flexibility and agility through its cloud-based solutions. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.